Ready.
Wanted to get to the midpoint of the sugya where it moves it into shoferes. That's what I told you yesterday, that it's one sugya really. The shoferes and the chaticha both work with the same principle, namely abnormality, not kidako, I said, but we'll review it that way, because I put together do it a little differently. By going a little bit ahead, we'll go backwards. We're on the Chavala from the base, Boy Minei, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Mirebi. You have the place? And a third up from the bottom. We got to the point of Shim Ben Yochai. Let me do a quick review. We have a sheet that says Dam Bechaticho is also. A sheet that says Chaticho Udam Imo is also. Now we have a sheet that says Dam V'Ogu B'Socho is also. Okay? Dam B'Chaticho, they don't understand why. I'm sorry. Chaticho alone had to lean into another sugya. What's the sugya? Of Efter Rupsich Kever B'Ludam. Because Chaticho, no one wanted to say. Except for one sheet that Rabbi Yehuda, the way the Miri learns, that itself is dumb. But then it'll depend on the color. Right. So therefore, go back and go to the Mishnah, start the Mishnah again. Amapelas chaticho, em yeshim imo dam tmeo, lafta over. Rabbi Yehuda says, ben kach tmeo. So what is he saying? The Tanakame is no chidush. It's a chaticho with dam. Fine. So forget about the chaticho, you have dam. Ram Yudah says, benkor bekar tmeya, meaning yed dam, no dam, meaning forget about the dam, the chaticho alone makes it tmeya. Right? But I don't understand why. So the Gemara offers a reason why. It could be because he holds that this is dam. But Gemara seems to prefer Rav Nachman Yitzchak's understanding that the issue is mainly the psichos hakever. Since a dover gush, a solid object, passed out, then that, regardless of what it is, whether it's dam or not dam, it caused dam with aloche b'yefshe psich hakever below dam. Okay. Now we picked up yesterday end of the sugya. Comes along Sumchus, right? Or maybe back up the third of the big lines, the third of the broad lines in the Gemara. Repeat that again. Tana Rabbanan, Hamapelas Chaticho. So Gemara does a quick review for us. Sumchus Omer, right? Koro. You cut it open, im yesh dam besocho tmeya vimlav tahola. You people, you all have the place. Okay, on the base. Start again from the third of the broad of the full lines. Tana rabbanan hamapelas chaticho sumrosom amshim bameir brenhoy amshim ben asraymer kidvar of kora im yesh dam besocho tmeya vimlav tahola. He holds like the Rabbanan. Baditu mit Rabbanan, but he adds to it. Right? The Rabbanan, the Amri Efshep, is like a below dam. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any Shaila whether it's dam besocho or not dam besocho. The fact that it came out would be enough reason to make her an Eder, because the Efshep is a dam. So you have to hold Efshep, is like a dam. Right? Baditu mit Rabbanan. Idu savri imo in besocho lo, in sum resom sovar afilu besocho also. With us again, focus on what is the key to the hesba here. You have to visualize the situation. What does the rov see? He sees a chaticha, right? And there's no blood on the outside. But only he dissects it, and there's blood on the inside. Okay, so what do you have over here? Since we're leading to the sugya, one sugya of Bedika Bishfoferes, so visualize it that way. You have over here what? A barrier between the dam and the woman. A barrier between the dam and Bibisora, as the Gemara will say. Which is the way we discussed. If you remember in the morning shiur, we discussed the sugi of, what was it, the other, no, second, the second shiur, we discussed the sugi of Rav Avraham Bach Zatzal's Heter Shoferes, right? That's not Bifsora, there's a barrier between the two. V'tanya idach, hamapeles chaticho, rabacha omer koro em toch madim tmeya, v'mlaf tahora. So he modified it now. Not finding dam. Finding, so both hold that the barrier concept is wrong. Even though there's a barrier and there's no dam bibisora, she's still a nida, if there's dam. So that the shoferes couldn't be an itzir. Now you have to find what's called dam. So I have three opinions of what dam is. One is, I find dam, I find liquid dam. Two, I find dam in the same way you find dam in a piece of a rare steak. It's a bloody steak, there's dam besocho, right? What kind of dam besocho? Not visible dam. Madim. In tocho madim, you see it red, blood red, then it's also called dam. Right? Then along. So what is it? Kusumchus, better than sumchus. Why? Because sumchus requires dam, right? And he says red. V'tanya idach. Next one. Not yet. Tanya idach hamapelas chaticha Rabbi Yomim omer korah mishpah etzem imo tmeil leider. Amar Rav Chizkiya b'chaticha levana. Right. So another that took us away. It was introduced something else. Not nida, but leider. Was there a baby there or not? Right now we've been learning that this is called Hepil Ruach, what the Gemara learned in the first Perek. What we call the mole, M-O-L-E, I gave you out that sheet. Now he tells you, later, we're not going to get involved with that part of the sugi again. If it's a white something, it's colored white, and there's a bone inside, right, then I know that there was a baby that was destroyed in utero. Therefore, this is still a leder. V'chein ki yosa zugot min dehadyev Isa Mastita Biyode, they came from this, the yeshiva in Hajiv, and they told us Hamapelas Haticha Levona Kolo Mishbetzim Imo Tmei Leido. Okay, that should be in parentheses. We get that's Leido, and not we're talking about Leido yet. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shem Moshe Min Yechoi Hamapelas Haticha Kolo Im Yesh Bo Dam Ogul Tmeiya Vim Lav Tohova Kisumchus But Kila Mikulu. Okay, so what do you have here?
Either you hold,
focus on the dam alongside the chdicha, no shayla, no one argues on that. Right. Second, dam in the chdicha, there are two kinds of dam in the chdicha. There's dam, you cut it, it'll bleed. Then there's dam ogul besocho. Ogul means stored. Right? In other words, you have a liquid puddle of blood inside. Okay? That's the sugya of chaticha. Therefore, the Gemara moves into the next sugya of shofares. Because you haven't focused on what is the first shaila I had. Namely, is the fact that the dam is besocho, is that because it's not considered dam? Or as we'll see, I'm going to give you the show notes. Because we consider it a what? Ein darko bekach, is dam nido, etc. But just like we have by dam nido, we have a loch of hargosho. We have a loch that has to be darko bekach, it's not darko bekach. Right? Or is it because this is not called dam? Comes along Rabbi Yochanan and says, but it's real dam, you can't argue with me. Either one has to disregard shoferes. That's what we're leading to. Either one has to regard that the barrier concept is not working. If you're going to tell me that dam besocho makes her a nida, then obviously the fact that the dam was not bibesocho, that's not a factor. Why? It's not a factor. And why it should be a factor? There are two ways to learn pshat. One is because Xeris HaKosuv, Bibsoro. Okay. Second reason is because she ain't a roe kederech that women see. That explains that shita that says, even if there's dam besocho, even as dam ogo besocho, it would make no difference. Because it's not the derech that people see. See that this is really spelled out that way by the Rishonim. But they didn't spend the time by the Chaticha, they spent the time in analyzing shoferes. But this, the end of the sugi. Let me give you the Rambam in Isura Biyam Perkei Alochet Zayin says, why is Shoferes Tahora Mishum Shezeu Rio Shalokedaka? Okay, that's the same Loshon as the Tur. So, Rashbo, I saw had, he's alone on this one, says, since there's a chiyuv hargosha for Nida, certainly she's ain't a magish b'yitziyosa. What is the hargosha of Nida? Psichas hamoko, as she feels the blood beginning to come out. That's why we have problems, as Rana said, try to find out whether women still have that ability to detect. Chashba's lotion is, she'eino mageshes b'yitziyosa. So sachsoran, I think, in hagosha. Is dam nida, is bivsora,
but it's without Hagosha. Why? The Hagosha that she has is not the Hagosha of Dam. I saw in the Beis Halevi, Beis Halevi, that's the Merom Yisode. Right, in the Merom Yisode on this Omud, that's the Beis Halevi, the Merom Yisode says, why? That he learned Pshat in Rashi. Rashi said, most people assume Rashi holds it because ain't no darker chalisha liros kach. We'll pick it up in a minute. He seems to say that the reason is mitam chatzitza. Why? See, Rashi says about min b'mino ein achotzis. We'll come to it in a minute. If you hold the tam as chatzitza, meaning it's not bivisora, that's the reason. It's kizuz odama bivisora. If it's not bivisora, it's not neither. And therefore, if there's dover hachotzis, then the shaila is this called Dover HaChotzitz? Why? Because it's halachas of chatzitza, you have a din of min b'mino ein achotzitz. So if this is boso, and that's boso, it would be chatzitza.
Is there Rashba, a raya, that he holds hargosha, izivas dover lach, and that this isn't a dover lach? Or Rebbe is saying the midim psichas akever?
Trouble is, they all say it on soferet, I don't know.
It sounds like it's
Davar Lach. Also, train them sort of use Chaticha just as introductory to the Sugya Shofer. I want you to know how let's put it this way. There's one of the modern goyim, the Ragachev goyim. Ragachev, it said, had a fabulous memory, photographic mind, photographic memory, etc. Whatever you asked him, he was able immediately to relate to it. So one of his talmidim said, no, he doesn't have much of a memory at all. Whatever you asked him, he just finished learning. Just I'm sure that he must. Whatever you ask him, he learned that a little while ago. Last Rosh Hashanah, I said a Zal Torah and a sermon on Sipur Zov. I don't have shofar. If you want to fulfill the mitzvah that we read about this coming Shabbos, Zekeli Van Veil says to make a shofar noah. That's a shofar noah. I'll gild the shofar. I'll cover it with gold. Cover gold is kosher. But sipuz or mokum anochas peh, no. You can't put gold where the mouth touches. Not at the mouthpiece, that you can't. So there's a little there.
Okay. Yeah. For Yovel, you can have it, right?
Sorry?
For Yovel, you can have it, right?
You what?
For Yovel,
yes.
I think you can have it with a gold mouthpiece. I'm pretty sure the Mishnah says it,
yeah. Didn't check on that. But
But the shofar Rosh Hashanah is that Tzibur Zov is not Yotze. Okay? Okay. Look, the reason, sorry, looked up in the Avnei Nezer, there, why? The Avnei Nezer says very nicely, because the halacha is that a human being has to blow the shofar. If I had a compressed air can and have it blow the shofar, it wouldn't go. Well, what's called a human being, right? Mokom hanochasapeh. That a human being mouth touched a shofar and blew. That makes it into a call from a Odom HaMechuyah B'mitzvos. If, however, there's a gold rim on the shofar, there's no Hanocha Saper. Right? That's his Hezbo. Okay. Odom HaMechuyah is not a shofar. That's a song. That you, the part that you're blowing into is not a shofar, it's a piece of gold, right? Okay. In that shuvah siman tov lamed gimel in the Avnei Nezer, okay. Yeah. So he's answering a shuvah, right? And the shuvah was on hanocha saper on shofar. But obviously, the one who asked the Shaila, the Shaila's Shuvas of the Avnezer were real ones. Yeah. Unlike the Trumas Hadeshin, who used the Shaila's Shuvas as a method of expounding the Halacha. He asked himself the question, he gave the answer. Who Moshe Brover, who Mepharakor, right? These were real Shuvas. So in the letter, there must have been another Shaila. The other Shaila is, Asher Hiksha Meiroa Dambachaticha. So I had this on my files from the time of Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. It wasn't in the Rosh Hashanah file, I wouldn't have found it now, but it was in my Gemara. Right. So here's what the Ibn Ezra says on our Sunday. Asher Hikshim is what this Shoel asked the Kashi. Miro edam bechaticha, the Pirish Rashi, the min bemino eno chotzeitz. You haven't gotten that Rashi yet. Right? Is Adarabo Misugizu Mukhar Kiramban? What? Haroe dam Bishoferes Mahu. Amalei Tahoro. Bibsora Volo Bishoferes. And he nicely ties it in. Maisha mi vapeles chaticha o bedam ogu besocho temeya. As al Rabban asked, meaning that was the biggest kulit. Rabbi Yochanan was the biggest makel. And he said, dam, red dam, no dam. Real dam, no dam. It had to be dam ogu besocho, puddle of blood. Then it's called dam. Right? Maicham in Mapelis Haticha with Dam Oga Besocho, right? Temeya. It's Hosom Darko Liros Dam Bechaticha. Hoche Darko Liros Dam Beshoferish. Pirish. Bechaticha Bibsora Kirinebe. The Min Bemino Lochait. Nice, quick Hezbarash. Sure. The sugya, which we haven't done yet anything on, but we discussed from Shlomo Zalman. So if it's a plastic tube, right, it's chotzeis. If it's chotzeis, why by b'sora? Why when you find dam, even ogul b'sora, even a puddle, but it's not in contact b'sora? That's not the reason. Why? Because he says, yes, you need b'sora. But this is b'sora. Why? Because min b'mino in remember we discussed in the halacha shir, we just mentioned in passing the halacha that because the min b'mina in a chotze, it's that a berir shel yam, right, a ocean dwelling animal is not chotzitz with nehamayim. The child about this woman who they want to make for her a helmet of shark skin to allow her to go into the mikveh. Because min b'mina chotzitz means it's water, right? That's the title. It looks like shark skin to you, but aloha, it's water, so she's in contact with water, right? Here too, bifsoro, what? There's boso, the inner organ of the woman. There's a piece of meat that's separating that from the dam. Meat, it doesn't separate. Not a chatitza. Therefore, chaticha makes a tmeya, right? Shoferes should be tahora, right? What is troubling the Shoel, I'm summarizing for you, is what is the real reason that Shoferes or Chatiche shouldn't be considered Riyas Dam when there is Dam Besocha? So there are two ways to learn. If you learn as Chatzitza, Abakashe, the Kashe is Min B'mina Ein HaChotzitz. Then you should be tmeya, even though there's no dam on the outside. Not dam ima, but dam besocho. Right? Therefore, he wants to conclude that the real distinction between why shoferes is tahora. And by chaticha she's tameya. Again, by chaticha you can't learn al chatzitza, right? Therefore she's tameya because she has no chatzitza min b'mino in a chotzitz. Then I can't understand why would we paskin only dam ogu besocho? Any dam besocho is dam nido is metamik tipas dam kechadl. It has blood inside, and if the meat is not considered to be a chotzeitz, then she has the blood in contact with her. So why would be a sora to be machalek between dam ogu besocho or dam besocho? The quantity of blood would not be a factor. Therefore, he wants to conclude, right, that the real chilik is ein dako bekach. No, ein dako bekach. And certainly, chaticha is not darka b'kach either. Chaticha is not darka b'kach, right? That makes no difference how you find the blood. Ogu and abod would make no difference. Therefore, you can't learn it's as ein darka b'kach. Unless you modify, and that's his chidush, ein darka b'kach means there is no barrier of air in between what she sees and what she is. When there's a chaticha, the chaticha presses against her body, presses against the canal, right? There's no chatzitza. Her boso, the meat, the blood. There's no dova hachotzeitz, unless you say what? That the meat is chotzeitz. So, well, the meat is not chotzeitz, bin b'mino ain't a chotzeitz. So there's no chatzitza. But by shoferes, it's not because there's a chatzitza, but the time is because there is a barrier. When you put a shoferes in, he says it cannot be, he says there should not be a barrier of avir someplace. Either on the inside of the shoferes, the blood is coming down, it didn't fill up the whole lumen of the catheter. Then there's blood and there's air around it. The air is chotzitz. A woman who sees neither, what b'psora mean? B'psora means shalidava chotzitz b'adam b'psora. Therefore, when it comes to chaticha, I say it looks like a chatzitza, but it's not a chatzitza, because boso boso mimba mina menachotzes. When it comes to feathers, right, it looks like the same thing as a chaticha, but it's not the same thing. Why is that the same thing? Because by chatzitza, by shufeves, you have a barrier. What's the barrier? The shufeves itself is a barrier, right? There's no, because then we would have a chilik there, mesamim, in the explanation of ogul besocho. Why is ogul different than dam besocho? Where do you suddenly find this? Only thing could be, right, when is ogul besocho, then whatever place the blood is fills the whole area. Therefore, there's no barrier of air between the two. When it's only a little bit of dam, a tipa dam in there, and I have an excavation, then I have the dam, a barrier of air. So that's how the Abaza wants to put together the whole thing.
I don't understand. Isn't the mashmaus that you need both? You need it
what?
To be agur besocha. You need it to be agur besocha, and you'd also need
the agur besocha again. Means a pool of blood.
No, so why would, if you need both, why would shofaris be? Why wouldn't shofaris be different just from one, just from not having one of the two?
I'm sorry.
If you need both min b'mina lo chotzeitz and agur and an accumulation of blood such that there's no separation between
right.
the actual that which is encapsulating the blood and the blood itself. So why would shofaris be even? I mean, you need both anyway. So what, shofaris wouldn't be good because not min b'mino anyway. Even according to the most makil.
The taina that a catheter is in itself not the chatzitza, right? The only you can say is because it's out from the beginning. How did the dam get into the shofaris? That seems to be, as I'm saying on my own, he doesn't talk about it. How did the dam get into the shofaris? Right? So it has to pass the shofaris. No one thinks the shofaris goes up all the way to where the top of the uterus, where the shofaris is only in the posdo. Right? Therefore, there's a period of time when the blood falls into shofaris, right? Why shouldn't that be sufficient to make her an eder before it enters into the shofaris? The answer is because there's a barrier of air between the. That's not bifusova. That's why you still have to equate, right, the shofaris with the chaticha, in that there is no intimate contact between the blood and the woman. Therefore, you have to argue why boso if you hold mimimina in a chotza is therefore she's tameya by the catheter, right? Why is she not tameya from the fact that the dam comes? Has to go into the catheter. Once in the catheter, there's a chatzitza. But the dam, as I think Taisu says in Sefer Tu, the dam doesn't come, and the dam, the shofaris is motzi es adam. Shofaris didn't suck up the, it's not a vacuum, suck up the blood. The shofaris is there, and the dam has to fall into it. So why isn't she tamei already from the fact that the dam? The answer is because at that point, that's how they learn. It's not bifsora, one bifsora. There's a barrier, a chatzitza of avir between the two.
So there's some. So the shofaris doesn't go straight to the uterus.
So
it's
only
in a situation.
Uh-huh.
So there's
that's
at the point where
that's
it's
coming.
Okay.
I don't. Yeah. give me his like zosh. Become of his nidon, we will focus on behefsek avir. Ein darker liros behefsek avir. Right? Al kein lemadis firulon. Lemadis firulon trila. Darker liros behatich of pirish rashe. Min bemino de nidon behefsek avir bezer darker. Because there's no hefsek avir. Mashenkin bishoferish mamish. Right? There's mafsik, and that's where it was in Dakalakach. Right? Ulman domar Dako bechaticho kehefsik avir, ari Dako bechaticho kehefsik avir, then Soferos will also be also. Okay. Oh, now let's do a few minutes of sugi. Then I want to say something on the Chum Shuv. So I have a 4:30. I have a pigeon I've been of a great grandson, one that was had the bris 30 days ago. In Passaic. Now pick up the word boy minei Rabbi Yirmiyahu me Rabbi Zeira. Okay, one third up on the Umbud and Chav Aleph on the base. Haroa dam b'shoferes mahu. B'psora v'rachmano v'lo b'shoferes. Odil mahay b'misora b'boy loy shematamim b'pnim ki b'chutz. B'psora doesn't refer to physical contact between the dam and the tissue of the woman. But b'psora means to let you know the moment it entered b'psora, she's tameya. Let you know that what? Look at Rashi. Meyachas sheyotze men amoko lepozo. Miyad he tameya. Ma she'en kein bizovu balkeri, that is for nida and zova. That she's matam, she becomes tameya when it leaves the cervix and enters the vaginal canal. But by a balkeri or a zav, right? Eimetamen ad sheteitzi temosan luchutz. Okay, we'll have that sugi soon. About Valkyrie, if someone feels that a semen is leaving him and he's in the Azora, he can physically compress the opening and not let the semen out, and he's not Tomei. He gets a chance to go out of the Azora. He's not Tomei because the lo yotso lo chutz. Unlike a nido, it has to do with chutz. Chutz means from one organ to the next organ, but not outside the chutz. Amalei, b'psora marachmona, d'lo b'shoferes. That's the big question. What is this tenets? How do you interpret this tenets? I asked you, right? The shayla was, is it called b'psora b'lo b'shoferes? Or no, there's no such halacha of b'psora. B'psora only refers to that it has to leave the uterus, it doesn't have to leave the body. Even though the dam is still bivsora, still in her body, she's tameya it. Amalei bivsora merachmana velo bishoferes. Yi bivsora miboyle shemetam mivnim chenutz, again name it chor, right? Bivosor. My bivsora, shma minatarti. So we learn two things from the word b'psholo. One, that she's tamea when it leaves the uterus, even though it's still b'psholo, it's still in her body. So b'psholo is interpreted as what? Her body, and b'psholo is interpreted in contact with her tissue, in contact with her, with the tissues of her body. So now this sugya ties in the two sugyas. Va'amar Rav Yochanan Moshim Rav Shimon Yochoi Ha'amapeles Chaticho Koro Em Yesh Bo Dam Ogru Temeyim Lav Tehora. So what do you see from there? That's not Bipsoro. What's the good of Dam Ogru B'socho? But the Dhamma is not in contact with Apsala. You told me that two halachas here. So why is she Temeo? Why is Dam Ogur B'socho different than Shofetas Ogur B'socho? It's the same thing, right? So the Gemara says, how do you compare the two? Hoche Hashta. How can you compare Shofetas with Chaticha? Hosam Darko Chalisha Liros Dam B'Chaticha. Hocha in Darko Chalisha Liros Dam B'Shofetas. Look at the Rashi. Bishoferes. Hechnisa kono cholol beosmokom nimse besocho dam. So here, in order to avoid getting caught with another sugya, the preacher in the two and the comment, the preacher emphasizes shoferes dak ma'od, a thin shoferes. Why? New people. Why it must be a very thin shoferes? He wants to avoid the whole time the psichas akeva. So we don't want to get involved with that, complicate that the sugya that way. Okay. Look at further Rashi. Bipsora. Dam yezova bipsora. Sheyese derech kosli beserechem. Vein mafsik. Right? One posik refers to nida, the other posik by zova. Says no, b'psora only means shemetama b'pinim ki b'chutz. Meyachas sheyotzo men amoko leprozo veimidu kosler miyad hitmetama. Mashen kein b'zava v'alkeri they may metamin atchitesi tu mosim b'chutz. So the Gemara asks, why is then not like a chaticha with dam ogu b'socha? Dam chaticha, dam ogur besocha. Everybody holds that it's tomei. Remember, the only chayla was some were mekel, and some are machmir. But the biggest kule is dam ogur besocha. So that everybody is mode. If dam ogur besocha, she's tomei. Why is dam ogur besocha different than the shoferes? Conceptually, it's the same thing. There's blood inside. There's something on the outside that is not blood, a chotzeitz, right? Why is that identical? And if by Dam Olga Besocho you say everybody agrees she's Tamea, then how can you say Shofera she's Tahora? Okay, continue Rashi. You have to watch Rashi carefully. So the answer, Darko Chalisha Liro Dam Bechaticho. Hilko Bebsora Krinabe. And that's the Rashi. The Min Bemino Lo Chayitz. He says, you're quite right. It looks like it's identical, the two cases. In most cases, there's blood and a barrier. But in one case, the barrier is a chatzitza. In the other case, the barrier is not a chatzitza. When it's shoferes, the barrier is a chatzitza. Back to the Gemara. Ve'omar Rav Yochanan Moshim Rav Shimon Ben Yochoi Hamapelas Chaticha Kol Rav Yishu Am Ogur B'Temeya V'Lav Tehora. Right? He has a Hochi Hashtar. You can't compare the two. Hosam Dav Yishu Leo B'Tam B'Chaticha
Ain't that easily done with shofaras? Okay. And we need the next little piece of Gemara that pretty much rounds it out. Lema shofaras hanoihi. Could it be that we really now have introduced two tanoim into our sugya? The sanya amapelas chaticho afapi shemalei adam and yesh ivo dam tmeya v'mlav tahova. What does that mean? Even dam oga v'socho doesn't make a tmeya. That's how we learn. Afapi shemalei adam, right? Oh, lav davke. I can say melei adam means not ogu b'socho, but dam b'socho. We'll see. Rabbi Lezer Omer b'vsoro v'lo b'shvir v'lo b'chaticha. Rabbi Lezer says no. There's no such nidus that comes from a lump with blood in it. That's not dam nida. V'lo b'shvir v'lo b'chaticha. What shvir? Anyone know? Okay. A-M-N-I-O-N. Amnion. The amnion sac. That's the sac surrounding the baby. And the chilio is the placenta. Shvir is the sac in which a baby develops. That sac is filled with amniotic fluid that serves some function, cushions the baby, protects the baby, etc. The baby is basically an underwater organism. The baby lives covered with water. The only reason it survives is like a diver who has an oxygen mask. The baby has an oxygen mask that goes through the belly button. Right, where the mother provides oxygenated blood from the mother's lungs, so that's how the baby breathes. Right. So what does it say? If the woman expels a shvir, right? So later on, is that called a leda? Because a shvir believe lot. It must be like the case of Etzem. There was a baby, and the baby was consumed by being attacked by the immune system of the mother. And look what Rashi interprets Shvir. All her blood, koine chenifu b'socho gidin v'atzamo subosa. He visualized that as the skin of the fetus, and the inside was disappeared, right? But not the skin. It's not the all of the blood. It's an all on top of the blood. Okay. Rabbi Lezer Heino Tanakama, it's saying the same thing. No. Emosh Rabbi Lezer Omer b'psora v'lo b'shvir v'lo b'chaticha. V'chacham omrim, no, eize dam nida el dam chaticha. So the Chuli is saying the exact same thing as the Tanakhama said. The Tanakhama said that she's Tahora because there's Hakosov, that it's not Bifsora, right? So that you said, there's a Chatzitza. What was a Bifsora, v'lo b'chaticha, meaning if the blood is in the Chaticha, separating it, that's exactly what the Tanakhama said. And if the Gemara, no. Ela dam chaticha tanakama namaturi b'taya. Ela de pili pili ikibinayu. Tanakama sovar
b'psara ro b'shvir ro adin shuveres eiched the she abe polipi tameya my time b'psara kirinam be. Okay, what's that? What's that all about? If you know a little bit of your day, you know what he's talking about, the pili pili. And give me a shiny in your day. Your wife made you're preparing a party, so she prepared a tray of chickens, a pan of chickens, right, ready to be put into the oven. And she put it in the refrigerator until she has put it in the oven, right? And you, the shlamazel, opens the refrigerator to take out a bottle of milk, and it slips from your hand, and the milk pours out of the chicken. What do you do? Right. First of all, you call your lawyer, but she's already suing for divorce. Right. What can you do? You take your chicken, go to the sink, you wash off the chicken. What if it was a little bit later? She put the chicken in the oven, and now she has roast chicken. And she put it in the refrigerator to be warmed up later. And you went ahead and did the same thing. Then, you hope you have at least a dog home. It shouldn't be a total waste. But you can't do anything about it. Why? Because the second time is pili pili. There are cracks already in the chicken. Right. And therefore the blood got into the cracks. The milk got into the cracks, they can't. Visualize now this chaticha. Two kinds of chaticha. Right. There's a chaticha, three kinds of chaticha. Four kinds. Chaticha with blood. So that chaticha damimo. Then you have a chaticha ogur besocha. You have a chaticha ma'adim, red. Right. Now I have a chaticha. Listen carefully, right? Where it's not ogul besocha. The ogul besocha means the blood is here and there's chaticha around it. Pili pili means the blood is here and it's open to the air. But there's no blood here. The blood is here in the cracks, in the pili pili, in the cracks. Okay. Blood in the cracks, what's that called? That's dam ima. With dam imo, most sheeters hold, all sheeters hold. With dam imo, she's tameya. It's chaticha with dam imo. The dam, forget about the chaticha. The dam makes it tameya. And it's called ogul besocha, right? It's ogul, but it's not besocha. Okay, that's it. And therefore, we make that chilek. Ela the pili plui ipinayu. Tanakama sova bibsora globishivasicha, who are din shofedas. Hanamila hecha de shia, where the outside is smooth. Avo poli plui temea. My timer bibsora kerinen bay. That's called bibsora. What does it mean, bibsora kerinen bay? How do you visualize it? Why is that called bibsora? Not the chaticha, bosa chaticha. It's called in her. Why? Here you have blood. It's in nothing, no barrier between the blood and the woman. Therefore, it's dam bibsora. Not because the bosa is in a chotzitz, it's a bibimino. No, it's poliplui. That would only apply if the outside is without cracks. It's a smooth outside.
My tabulim was seven of them. I'll go to Polyplu, ain't that damn real damn Katsiha. What an argue, not they say that's not called Bussola. They say it's not Tam Nida. Okay. That's the last point to clarify. What means not Tam Nida? Here we got to tie in another sugya. As you see in how the Yachonim introduce the sugya into another sugya. We discussed the Shomer Zalman article. I told there's another halacha that impacts upon the Shaila Shoferes. Anyone remember? Well, I mentioned to you a woman whose uterus falls out, like Neka Hamoko. That's not an unusual occurrence in those days, where surgery wasn't available to repair. She had either one or two things: the bladder falls out, or the uterus falls out. After a woman had multiple births, and the ligaments are stretched inside, and what keeps the uterus? Remember, the uterus is a sac within the body. What holds it together is there are strings attached, right? Ligaments that hold it to the body. Those ligaments stretch, they can stretch to a point where it reaches the vaginal opening. And the the behavior for generations was to put in a pessary. You put in a ring, right, that holds tight against the vaginal walls and fence things from falling out. Okay? What if the uterus falls out? Nekar mimako. It doesn't mean fall out. It's in the vaginal tract now. And now the uterus menstruates. Is she a needle or not? It's the same needle as it was before. The fact that the uterus is lower down doesn't change the reason she became a needle. The same hormones work, etc., etc. The tiny is, it's no longer bifsola. Why? Because the norm is the uterus should be here, blood should come out, and hit over here. And here, the uterus is down here, blood comes out, it doesn't go through her bosom. Which bosom does it go through? It goes through the uterus, doesn't go through the vaginal tract. It's going out of the vaginal tract. Okay. That's what it says. That's the Tanya de Rabbanan. Tanya Rabbanan is, what do you mean, the blood came in the chaticha? Where the heck is the chaticha? The chaticha is not where the uterus is. The chaticha is outside now in the vaginal tract. So how did the blood get to the vaginal tract? Not through the normal method, going from the uterus to the vaginal tract, but had a carrier. The blood went into a bosso, right? That's shoferes. Went into a bosso, and the bosso carried it out. That's like shoferes. Okay, if people want to struggle with this a little bit more, I would skip over it, but there's always interesting aspects of it that may not make the sugi more relevant bisman hazeh, were it not for Shlomo Zalman's attempt to solve the problem of a woman who can't get to the mikveh. That's what makes it into a halacha lemaaseh discussion. Let me make a few comments on the Chumash. But first, I'd like to give you a good... Anyone has to speak to Shabbos? Okay. What's special about this Shabbos?
Tu B'Shvat.
Tu B'Shvat.
Oh, that's right. You want to speak?
Yep.
You can't be accused. I'm not looking at the calendar. But besides Shabbat Shiva, it's also
Shabashira, you know, you're supposed to put food out for the birds. You know that. Bunch of Amaratsim here. What's going on here? So a big thing. Kid, my grandchildren and great-grandchildren are saving up a whole week already for Shabashira. Why? You remember? When the man fell and doesn't Babirim, God said there'd be no man on Shabbos. Thus Babirim put out man that they had from Friday. They put out there to show that Moshe lied. Right? That God lied. Right? Not nice to lie unless you're president, then you have to tell lies. But otherwise, right? So the birds came and ate up the man. So that when they came in the morning, thus Abiram thought, we're going to catch Moshe. They came out, there was no man outside, like Moshe said. So we reward the birds. Shabashila, we reward them for their support of Kodesh Baruch Hu by putting out food for them on Friday. Okay. It's mentioned in all Minhag Yisrael. It happens to be Tu Bishvat. Let me give you a biology lesson. Anyone know what loco weed is? L-O-C-O, loco weed. That's because you didn't, like, in my youth, there was no television. So how did you bottle, what kind of batola did you have? You read cowboy stories. That was a popular thing. Little novels about the Wild West. Supposedly historical, but of course it was some old Bubba Mises. Most important part was when they shot each other. Who was Top Gun? Right. And to know that if you're Top Gun, they're all aimed for you. One of the great dangers of raising cattle in the Wild West, Ad Hayom, is loco weed. The botanical name is Astragalus, A-S-T-R-A-G-A-L-U-S, Astragalus. And Ad Hayom, it's a major problem. Remember, the cattle roam over big areas, and what grows is not what they plant, it's wild growth. They graze on those lands, and if there's a patch of astragalus, then the animals get the staggers. That's why it's called loco weed. Loco means meshugah, right? It's as if they go crazy and they die. And farmers lose many heads of cattle to loco weed. One of the problems of raising cattle, it's a fact. You can't afford to plant grass for them. They need miles of grass in order to raise a calf to a big bull. Why is astragalus a poison plant? You analyze the plant, it has in it tremendous amounts of selenium, a metal that's in the earth. It accumulates metal, selenium, all your equipment that responds to light, photoelectric cells. Selenium is a key metal in that. Switches electrons and so on. So the big kashi is, why isn't the plant? Selenium is poison for plants and for animals. The plant eats the poison and doesn't infect it. The animal eats the plant and the animal dies. The answer is, the plant has an antidote that binds the selenium, doesn't let it get into the metabolism. Basically, it's known as sulfhydryl amino acid. A lot of amino acids with a sulfur side chain that grabs the selenium and inactivates it, but it doesn't let it go into solution to affect the other metabolism. That's case number one. Case number two, you go to the Yam HaMelech, right? And you can't even commit suicide by drowning, right? You float in the Yam HaMelech. It's so much salt. If you went ahead and poured salt out on your lawn, wherever you put the salt, no grass will grow. Look along the banks of the Yam HaMelech, there are plants growing. You take a look at the plant, it's encrusted with salt. Why isn't salt kill the plant? The answer is the salt doesn't get into the plant. The plant has a barrier, doesn't let the salt enter. Astragalus lets the poison enter and it activates it. And what's known as halophiles, H-A-L-O-P-H-I-L, salt-loving plants. You know, they love salt. They can grow in the presence of high salt, the halophiles, because they have a barrier, doesn't let the salt in. So there are two ways to stay alive. Here's your drosha. You're in an environment that's toxic. There's salt, there's selenium in our moral environment. You can give it names, television, advertising, pornography, etc. There are two ways that you stay alive. One way, if possible, and it's not possible, this man is there, is to do like the salt loving plants do. Don't let it in. But you can't keep it out. That's a big problem. And the second method is, if it gets in, inactivate it. Detoxify it. How do you detoxify it? It says, the Samar Dechaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you a Torah, that's an antidote. Therefore, you have to have enough commitment to Torah values to be able to say, Alpha Pikain, I follow my way, I can inactivate the toxic element that tries to come in. Ki Odom Eich HaSode. A man is like a plant, right? And therefore, when the man views the environment and sees the environment is not conducive to my lifestyle, I have to do one of two things. Either follow the Rambam and head for the hills, go up to a mountaintop and try to avoid it, but that's not a practical solution. Therefore, you have to go ahead and be so convinced from your Torah knowledge that your derech is the right way, that you're not affected by the poisons from the outside. Okay? That's the botanical lecture. Make a vote on the settler. Strange Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Oz Yoshev Hoshe. The Rashi says, Oz Ola Belibo Lo Marshila. What did Rashi say? Next, the Medrash says, Avram was saved from Kivshon Eish. Yaakov was saved from Esav, Lo Amar Shira. Ad until the Jews came, they said Shira. I mean, Yaakov didn't say Shira. What did Yaakov say? He said, that what? Keep a mark clear about this, Hayal Derezer. What is it, Shem Machnos? Hatzileni no Me'arochi Mer Esav. What's he saying? God, I thank you for all the things you did for me, right? Now I need a little more help. I'm facing a danger. That's not the same as Shiva. Put the two together. See something, a reality. Medrash says something, and Rashi captures that. You think every time Moshe ordered a makor and then ordered away, he didn't know this is Kodesh Baruch Hu at his finest, right? Not impressed with Rabbeinu Shlomo. What made he say Shiva? Shiva is not to be impressed with you. Shiva is something very internal. Are you really happy? What makes you really happy? What makes you so happy that you sing a nigun all day? That's a rare occurrence in a human life. There's times you're not sad. You're not happy. You're happy, but you're not happy. Gemara in Sukkah, Mem something, brings a strange, of course it's not a tale really, it's a tremendous psychological discussion there. Two minim, one named Simcha, one named Soson, right? Arguing who's more choshev, Simcha or Soson, right? And Simcha says, apostle, maybe we also all of Simcha, the Soson we call. See, Simcha comes before Soson. Simcha is more important than Soson, right? And so the discussion goes, what's the Gemara? Who's wasting our time with such a piece of Gemara? We have to understand the machlokis is, what do you need to give you contentment in life? Simcha means joy. I need a life for which I have joy in my life. There could be, as we're learning, could be avelus in someone's life. You hope there won't be. Hope there'll be simcha in your life, right? Is there ever though a time when there's a high in your life? Okay, we got Baruch Hashem, two chasanim here. Baruch Hashem, you had a happy life before you met your wife. You had a happy life after you met your wife. But if it's the wedding night was something very special in your life, that's not simcha, that's soso. Kol chasan v'kol kara, kol soson v'kol simcha. That's the two things. I want simcha all the time. Right? So that's what the machlokes between the two meaning that the world brings on. What's most important in your life? An even plane, even level of simcha, and the fact that there aren't any highs is no big deal. And the other man said, no, a person needs sometime in his life to really climb up on a mountaintop and shout. Need a social circumstance. That's what the medlers complained. Yaakov, Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, before certainly had great simcha out of Kodesh Baruch Hu's control of nature, what he did for Am Yisrael. Then sometimes there's something happens that just raises you above the level of the norm. Right? That's called Shiva. You ought to seek. That's what Rashi says. Oz, Moshe was always joyful in the presence of Kodesh Baruch Hu. But this Kriya Samson somehow, Oz Ola Belibo Loma Simcha, Loma Shiva, that there was a special high that came from the miracle of creation. No greater miracle than the blood of the Nile River. No greater miracle than the Arbe, Makas Beholos. But this, that's just, Shiro, you have to understand, Rashi says, isn't the thing that's a normal reaction to good times. She asked me something very, very special. So that says, that may be the explanation also why here it says, Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Abdo. The 10 Makos weren't enough on Yisrael. Sure, they were impressed. But yeah, they never stopped to think about it. It was sort of fell into place. And suddenly, this Kriyas Yam Suf put it all together. And then by Aminu Bashem Moshe Avdo was able to do it. It says a little bit, it's about our own lives. We need the special occasions. That's why Kodesh Boga gave us Yom Tov. Without Yom Tov, we wouldn't have Simcha, not only on Tzoson. Kodesh Boga gave Simcha and then went ahead, made it into a mitzvah deraisa to be happy. How do you make a mitzvah deraisa to be happy? How can you order that out? But it's a chiv of simcha. So, we get away with it by saying, it means only bosa v'yayin. No, it doesn't mean only bosa v'yayin. Right? It means for your wife, it means buying her a piece of jewelry. It says, the women, not impressed with bosa v'yayin. Right? Something, a piece of jewelry, a new scarf, or something. But something special has to happen in your life, because the human psychology, the mental health of an individual requires that sometimes there be a high in your life. Okay? So, where are you, Darshan?